Genesis chapter 11. People tried to build a high building in Babylon. Verse 1. Right from the time Noah and his family came out of the really big boat called the Ark, everyone talked the same language. When people started to move further east, they came to plain country called Babylonia, and they stayed there. They said to each other, "Hey, let's build a big town here on this plain country. We can use the ground to make bricks. Then we will put them into a fire so that they get really hard, and we will use tar to put them together. And we will make a really high building that goes right up to the sky. If we do that, everyone will say that we are a great people. And we can stay right here in this country, and we will not have to spread out all over the earth." God made people talk in different languages. Genesis chapter 11, verse 5. The Lord came down from heaven to look at the big town and the tall building that the people were making. He said, "These people are like one big tribe and they all talk the same language. This is just the start of what they will do. If they keep on going this way, nothing will stop them from doing anything they want to do. Come on, we will go down and we will make them talk in different languages so that they cannot understand each other." So God made all the people talk in different languages. They could not understand each other, and so they stopped building their big town and they all moved away to different places all over the world. The town was called Babel or Babylon, and those names sound like a word that means mixed up. You see, God mixed up the languages there and forced everyone to leave Babylon and go to live in different places all over the world. The story of Shem's family. Genesis chapter 11, verse 10. This is the story of Shem's family. Shem was 100 years old when he had a son named Arphaxad. This was 2 years after the big flood. Shem lived for 500 years after he had Arphaxad, and he had more sons and daughters. Arphaxad was 35 years old when he had a son named Shelah. Arphaxad lived for 403 years after he had Shelah, and he had more sons and daughters. Shelah was 30 years old when he had a son named Eber. Shelah lived for 403 years after he had Eber, and he had more sons and daughters. Eber was 34 years old when he had a son named Peleg. Eber lived for 430 years after he had Peleg, and he had more sons and daughters. Peleg was 30 years old when he had a son named Reu. Peleg lived for 209 years after he had Reu, and he had more sons and daughters. Reu was 32 years old when he had a son named Serug. Reu lived for 207 years after he had Serug, and he had more sons and daughters. Serug was 30 years old when he had a son named Nahor. Serug lived for 200 years after he had Nahor, and he had more sons and daughters. Nahor was 29 years old when he had a son named Terah. Nahor lived for 119 years after he had Terah, and he had more sons and daughters. Terah had three sons after he was 70 years old. Their names were Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Terah's family. Genesis chapter 11, verse 27. This is the story of Terah's family. Terah had three sons named Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran Terah's son, was born in a place called Ur, in a country called Chaldea. And so the people that lived in that country were called Chaldeans. Haran had a son named Lot, and two daughters named Milcah and Iscah. Terah was still alive when Haran died. He died in the same country that he was born in. Nahor married Milcah, and Abram married Sarai, but Sarai could not have a baby. Terah left Ur in the Chaldea country with his son Abram, Sarai, and his grandson Lot. They wanted to go to the country called Canaan, but stopped at a town called Haran and stayed there. Terah died in Haran when he was 205 years old.